So the question is, did she become, did that status quo fail, terminate, change? She is not aware of any change. So we rely on the Hazoke. But when he asks Ishaya whether he's allowed to be born on some of the vessel, so there it's not, the Shaila is not Shemot Pius Ligo, Shemot Tifris Ligo. So Shemot Lomus Hashinon, so Shemot Tifris Ligo Hashinon. That's how Rebbe Hood explained it. But the Or HaShulchan explains it much better, the Or HaShulchan. He says in Nachmane, we cannot rely on the Chazoke, Mikore, because it's also Mishtamis. How would the child have to say, we rely on the Chazoke? We know that this woman has a cycle, a regular cycle, that every 25th day she has a discharge of dam, she has a menstrual flow. So how can we rely on Chazoke? But the reason is why, vis a vis, subsequent to the Ines HaBesek. So even though she didn't make a dike on the Ines HaBesek, so he's allowed to be born there. Because we say the usual thing is when a woman has a menstrual flow, she has aposhe. Aposhe is azovareora. Aposhe niftach mkeimo, she has aposhe. She's not aware of any aposhe. So we go to the cheshish, maybe she had aposhe, but the aposhe that was merged in the aposhe of something else, maybe she had a minute, a mild menstrual flow while she was passing water. So the male, she attributed the agoshe. She attributed the agoshe to some other experience. We don't have to be chaytshish that, because that's also unusual. When usually, when a woman has a menstrual flow, she does have some sort of agoshe, and she feels that agoshe, since she's not aware of any agoshe, so that's a raya that she did not have. Mashein king, that's why the husband is allowed to be born now. Acharon sabesim. Mashein king, king sabesim. If it's the 25th day, he's not allowed to be born now, because maybe she'll be paying sligo in the midst of the tashmish. And it would be, they'll both be Michshon and Isakores. So, this is how the Or HaShulchan is brilliant. And the Or HaShulchan explanation is so reasonable. I mean, it's much more acceptable, I mean, more reasonable than the Nidibu Hudes Pshat. Even though what Nidibu Hudes, the Hudes says, makes good sense, but what the Or HaShulchan, the explanation of the HaShulchan is much better. Anyway. So there is a machlekes Rishonim whether the Isa, according to Mandoma, that Vest is the Rabbonon, and we pass on the number Vest Rabbonon, whether the Isa or that the Chiyuv of being paid is some of the Vest is also the Rabbonon, and the Drosh is an Asmachde, or so the Shita of the Raimed is, and that appears to be the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, that it's an Asmach. The Shita of Rabbotam is Rayoshon is that it is the Raisin. What is the Shita Saramba? It's not clear. Reb Chaim assumes in the same fair the Shita Saramba means it's an asmachti. But the not it's the Isa is an asmachti. But the Droshi is a Droshi Gemura, and the Chaleshem Vestes is a Droshi Gemura. Mashiach in the Isa, that's only asmachti. But it's very likely that some say the Shikas Rambam is like Rambam. And I think that Pashas Roshan Rambam is that it's a Roshan Gemura. It's a Nisa Beraisa. Alright, but anyway, whatever the Shikas Rambam is, there is a Machlok Roshan. So it's all with Lifris Mimeno in Achas. Imubiyei. So what is the Chiyuv of being Peris? So Mokhubesto. Imubiyei. Peris Mimeno Isayim Kule. After you have said the same thing. So the shite of the Shulchan Aruch and probably of the two that is nasmach. So some of the best stories only in the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon it's also not only an Isha by an Isha who has a Vesed Kavua, even an Isha who has a Vesed Shene Kavua. So it's also some Rabbah. Of course, the Rishonim will say that some of the Vespers at Rosh Hashanah or some of the Rai say that Tziramutam, he'll only apply it to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Masha'inkin, a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua. If Veset Sheni Kavua, then all of the Sheni will agree that it's not of some of the Rai. It's not of some of the Rai. Now, so we have the Sheet of the Rai with these that is Asmachta. And the Sheet of the Rai with the Rajbo is it's Asmachta. And some of the Vespers in the Rai is Mutam. Some of the rest of the rice is new. Then the shite of Ramatam is that some of the rest of it is with the rice also. That means the whole day or the whole night. If the Enes HaVeset is in the daytime, so then she's Asura, he has to declare with the rice in the daytime. If the Enes HaVeset is in the nighttime, so he has to be Kemeis the nighttime with the rice. Now there are two Vishayim. There are two Rishayim who have a special shite. One shite is the shite of the Roman Berkabites. The Roman Berkabites. The shite of the Roman Berkabites. You see, why do so many Rishayim say that it's only Asmach? Not so much because of the Kasha. Since we passed the Vestas for Rabbono, some Mele, some Justice, after the Inesavesit. If she didn't, even though she didn't make it begin. So she has no source of verification that she didn't see any God. So still she is allowed to be born subsequently, as I said. So Mimele, why should you be yourself to be born or king in the best? The Achrim mentioned that right. But the Shemim don't base that upon this raya, because this itself is no raya, because we could simply distinguish the aloche of Vestas the Rabbono vis-a-vis la'achar ha-veset. So there we say the fact, as the Ochashoko says, the fact that she's not aware of any agoshe, that itself is the source of the raya, of the presumption that she didn't have any discharge, because had she had the discharge, she would have felt it. And Mashiach came, some of the rest also, how? So maybe she'll be placed in the midst of the Kashmir. So, but the Rishayim, the reason is why so many Rishayim say that it's Nasmachte. Why should anyone say it's Nasmachte? The answer is because of Gimor Yivomis, that if somebody is Hilach Liderach, he's Nechuyev to be painted as Ishte, some of the rest of Shemema. Yodato kisholomo lecho ufokateto novecho v'nisecho. So this Gimor Yivomis, some agrees, some agimor. So the question is, if it's also the Raisa, how can it be in mitzvah if it's Hilach Liderach? If it's only the Rabbanon, so the Chachomi made a dispensation in regard to someone who is going on a trip. Masha'inkin, if it's an Israel Raisa, how could we be mutter how we got with someone who is Yitzhak Adar? That's the why so many of the Shemim say that it's only Nasmach. Not because we pass the rest of the Rabbanon, because there it deals with something else, as though Hashulchan distinguishes, but because of that Gimor. So, what does Rabbatam say? Rabbatam says that it's the Haiseh. So, Rabbatam says that when the Gimor says that it's Hayitzel Ederach, so he's mechuyev lifted as ishte, it doesn't mean tashish, it means divrechino. He has to show her courtship, affection, not tashish. Tashish is also in the rights. That's what Rabbi Tam says. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Now, the Ramah, the Ritva in Shuas, the second page, mentions Rabbi Tam Shite, mentions the Ramah Shite. The Ramah also holds that the Yisrael of some of the Vespers is an Yisrael Reis. It's in Rosh Hashanah, not in Esmach. So how can we reconcile this halacha that's an Yisrael Reis to be Boa Ishti from the Vespers with the morning Yivomes that is Chayiv Yivkeid as Ishti some of the Vespers? Some of the Vespers? So he says, some of the Vespers doesn't mean when the day or the night when she expects to see down. But some of the Vespers really means that that the night of the trip. It's a strange pshat. Usually some of the Western means the day or the night when she expects to have a period, but the Ramah says it means the night of the trip. Night, so we're not dealing, the Gemara is not even dealing. In other words, is not even dealing. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means if somebody is not Yetzir HaDerech, so it's not Mechuyev. It's not imperative upon him to be Boal Ishtei, to be painted as Ishtei, Mamesh after the trip. But if he expects to go away on the trip, so then he has an Aveira. If he goes away on the trip and he's not painted as Ishtei, right after the trip. This is how the Ramah explained it more. Anyway, so these are the Rishonim who hold that it's in Roshe Gemore. Now, there are two Rishonim who say it's in Roshe Gemore, but how do they reconcile this with the Gemore that is Chayav Lifshid as Ishtei? So there are two Shittes. One Shitte is the Shitte of the Roh in Berek HaBayis. The Shitte of the Roh in Berek HaBayis is as follows. That neither it's in Roshe Gemore, but mitzav midraise, it's only Oseh. From the moment of the beset until the end of the day or the end of the night. For example, let's say she has a beset. She sees down every 25th day at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's her beset. At 10 o'clock in the morning. So then, midraise, this is what the horses, midraise. So she's asur, he's mechuyev lifchei within half an hour of 10 o'clock, that means from 9:30 till the end of the day. Or if the ines haveset is, let's say, at 10 o'clock at night, so then midraise is mechuyev lifchei from 9:30 p.m. till the Netzachamo of the morning. But from the beginning of the day up to 9:30, or from the beginning of the night up to 9:30, so then he's mutalopin. But with Rabbonon, he's also lobi oleo. With Rabbonon, he's also lobi oleo. The whole day or the whole night. The whole day or the whole night. Now, this is what the Roh says. Mashein ki, so in other words, according to the Roh, it's also the Raise, from half an hour prior to the moment of the Veset, let's say she has a certain moment of Veset. So half an hour prior, up to the end of the Ines HaVeset, up to the end of the day or up to the end of the night. Mashenki the Ritual in the name of the Ramban, he mentions a similar shite, but not, a little less. In other words, it means according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban in the Chidushim in the Psokim doesn't mention it, but the Ritual mentions it in his name, the Ritual Shweis, that with the right say is only Osalo Beyalam, let's say the same example. If the woman has a message for Ruah at 10 o'clock in the morning, so some of the best on the Raisi is also what we all know, from 9:30 till 10:30. What's the Shia of half an hour? Half an hour is considered the Mashi. After all, you see, because if the woman has a message for Ruah, so, alright, she has a message for Ruah at 10 o'clock. But sometimes, you know, so, it might not be exact. So he has to be chayshish to the raise within half an hour kedem and within half an hour subsequent. But that the Yisach Gibola prior to 9:30 and subsequent to 10:30, that's all we know. So these are the Shiva's Hashem. Anyway, so the Chemi, Ilu Bitchelose, Keres Kalaye, Umuta Kolalaiwo Shalupon, the Chen Adi, Ilu Belaiwo, Keres Kalaiwo, Umuta Beyim Shalupon, Uleacho, Bein Shekova Beset, Umuta Beyim Shalupon, Uleacho, Bein Shekova Beset, Bishalish Bonin, Oily Pamach. But of course, that goes without saying, according to all the if she doesn't have a Beset for Uleach, if she didn't have the year at a certain time, certain hour, three times or four times, so just once or twice, then it's certainly on yourself with Rabbah. Now then there is the Shikha of the Rabbah and the Abiyosa, but we don't pass on that. However, the Mesikim, the Shach, the Taz, they all mention, you see, most Hashemim say that Enes HaVeset means the daylight or the night. Suppose now, let's say the equinox day, so the day consists of 12 hours, the night consists of 12 hours. But let's say, suppose it's Teves, so the nights are very long and the days are very short. Suppose it's Tammuz, so the days are very long and the nights are very short. So according to most Mishnayim, the inner sabbath that she's a sure by law is only the night or the day, daylight. In other words, if the inner sabbath is on the night of the 25th, and the 25th happens to be, let's say, in the summertime, so that's only a sure the night, even though the night consists of 8 hours. And if it is, let's say, in the wintertime, and the inner sabbath is the night, and the night consists, let's say, of 16 hours, so she's asur the whole night in the 16 hours. It's not 12-hour period every day in the year, whether it's Teves or Tammuz or Nisan or Tishrei. That's the Shita of Moshe Shem. However, the Shita of the Rabbonis, the Shita of the Yosef and the Rabbonis know that here it's always 12 hours. Here it's always 12 hours. In other words, that even suppose she has an inner sabbath, let's say, on the 5th of days, on the 5th of the month, and it's the 5th, in its winter time, so it's the 5th of days, so in 10 days, so let's say, the night begins, let's say, at 4 o'clock, and it ends, the night begins at 4 o'clock and it ends, let's say, at 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock in the morning. So she's not, according to Moshe Shem, she's asura the whole night. She's asura the whole night. According to Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbon, she's only also 12 hours. But the question is, which 12 hours? The Rabbon and Rabbi Yosef, they say 12 hours. When it is Arukim 12 hours, and in Mishnah 12 hours, and in Leilatim Tammuz Haktzorim is 12 hours, it's always 12 hours. But the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yosef don't explain how are the 12 hours to be reckoned according to the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yosef. So we have so many shittas. So we have two shotim in the tradition. The first pshat in the tradition is, and that's I think the most reasonable pshat, I mean it's most logical, that there's the first portion in the tradition and the shach in the Kodesh HaKesed. The shach in Siman Kuf Pidalel, in the shach he doesn't discuss it. He discusses it primarily in the Kodesh HaKesed. In the Kodesh HaKesed. So, according to the first portion in the tradition and the shach in the this akesed, so the 12 hours are reckoned from 6 to 6. From 6 to 6. In other words, if her Enes HaVeset is in the night time, so even in the Leilei Tammuz Haktzorim, in the Leilei Tammuz Haktzorim, where so the Leilei Tammuz Haktzorim, let's say the night begins, let's say at 8 o'clock, so she's a Asura Libayro from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And if the Ines HaBeset, let's say, is in the daytime, so even in the Yimei Teves Haktzoyim, Yimei Teves Haktzoyim, it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the same thing is true, let's say, in Tammuz. So she's not Asur. If it's in the daytime, so even though the day consists, the daylight part of the day consists, let's say, of 16 hours, not of 12 hours, so she's only Asur from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, even though Shkia is at 9 p.m. So she's already in Tammuz. That's the first question in the Trishe and the Shach in Kodesh HaKodeshim. And that's the most reasonable shot. The Taz has another shot. The Taz says that according to Rabbon and Rabbi Yosef, so we consider 6 hours prior to the Ines HaKodeshim and 6 hours subsequent to the Ines HaKodeshim. Suppose the Ines HaKodeshim is, let's say, at 10 in the morning. 10 a.m. in the morning. So then she's Asur on the Bible 6 hours before 10 a.m. In other words, from 4 a.m. from 4 a.m. and then till 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Suppose the Ines HaBeset is 10 o'clock at night. So 10 o'clock at night, so it's 6 hours from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's the Tash. Why the Tash says that, I don't know. I mean, the Shach's Pshat in the first portion in the Isha, I understand. Because in the next day, let's say a bit later, so the day and the night always begins at 6. At 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. So the Mele, here we have to reckon it as it is, the same way as it is in the Kavashah. I understand why the Taz says 6 hours before the moment of the Beset and 6 hours subsequent. I don't know, I don't know why. But that's how the Taz understands the Shikha of the Rabbon and Abiyos. Then there is the first Losh. Then there is the second Roshi in the Trishe, which the Shach rejects outright. The second Pshat in the first Pshat in the Trishe is from 6 to 6. That Pshat the Shach accepts. The second Roshi in the Trishe is not from 6 to 6, but from 12 to 12. From 12 to 12. I mean, that's the way it is, you know. Among the disabled, so I mean, it's considered from 12 to 12. You see, the night, the day begins, you know, at 12 midnight in their calculations. So this is the second washing in the Nikudei HaKesef. In other words, according to the Abiyoso and the Rabbon, so we reckon the 12 hours from 12 to 12. So if the woman is regular to sit down, let's say, to sit down at 9 o'clock in the morning, so she's Asur on the Bible from 12 a.m. of the day until 12 p.m. If she's revealing is down, let's say at 9 o'clock at night, so she's Asur on the Bible from 12 p.m. before that night until 12 a.m., 3 hours after the Ines HaBeset. I mean, that is the second Roshi Yevish. And then there is the Chasam Sefer in Tshuva Kufayim Tes. The Chasam Sefer in Tshuva Sif Kufainte, I mean Simon Kufainte is, so it's, he says, according to Rabbon, and Abiyoso, so the 12 hours means 12 hours prior to the Elizabeth. Prior to the Elizabeth, that means that if she's in Gilo Lilies, let's say, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, so she's a soul, the bylaw is of 10 o'clock at night before. Now, according to the Vishlimo, that's the Aboy, is the veil. And the Rabon, he says the same thing, but where is the Rats, Hantab Sefer, in Simon Kufain Tes, says that it means the 12 hours before to the moment of the Vesed. So the Vishlimo says the 12 hours after. In other words, if she's regular Lilies, at 10 o'clock in the morning, so then she's a solely bylaw from 10 o'clock in the morning till the 10 o'clock at night after. Why one says that way, one says that way, I really don't understand. The only pshat I understand it is the first portion in the Tavisha and the Shach in the Kodesh HaKesed, the Shach in the Kodesh HaKesed. But Adavuch in that the Kodesh HaKesed now see. So the Shach mentions one thing that is contrary to all the Shikas of Hashem, but the Shach says it that way, and it's on the basis of that Shach and the Kodesh HaKesed that Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and even the Karelechon and Mishkeles Yaakov, they say contrary to the Rambam and all the Hashem. The Rambam and all the Hashem say that in regard to Zmanim of Shoyis, of Triashma and Philo, so it's manis, natural manis, in other words. But from the Shach and the Kodesh HaKesed, and our Simen, it appears, you go over the Shach and the Kodesh HaKesed, you'll see that there is man Trishma. Now that should not be mentioned, because it might present the Mirch. But the Shach and the Kodesh HaKesed appears to be saying that the Zman Trishma is always 9 a.m. In other words, even let's say in the long summer days, now let's say today, so Zman Trishma I think was 13 after 9, because it's daylight saving time, but actually it was 13, the Shabbos, it was 30 minutes, the Zman Trishma before was 30 minutes after 8, standard time. But according to the Shach and Kodesh HaKesed, it changes. And we always figure it out as in Ekunak's time, a bit later. So in other words, so how is it? It's there, it's 12 hours. So then, this man Krishna certainly a bit later is always at 9 a.m. So it's always like that. In the short winter days, in the long summer days, so it's always. And in Nisan Tishrei, it's always at 9 a.m. Anyway, so the Shach in the first portion of Tishrei, I understand. But the other Pshatim, 6 hours before, the task Pshat is 6 hours after. I don't understand the logic of it. But anyway, I mentioned all the Shins. So we have two Shins in the Tishrei, and the Shach is like the first portion. So that's one Pshat, and then we have the task Pshat, so two Pshatim, and then we have the second pshat in the Kodesh, so three pshatim. Then we have the Chasam Sefer's pshat, so four pshatim, and then we have the Rishonim's pshat, so it's five pshatim. All right. Anyway, because of the Rashba, Bamed Lo Amu Midei Lo Amu Mitano. In other words, if a girl has not reached puberty as yet, so even though she already, now let's see if she's a tam. She already had the menstrual flow, but she's still a tam. She's not 12 years old. She's 11 years old, but she already had the menstrual flow. So So like this, if they were having menstrual flow, even though she wasn't kiveyet, three times, according to a certain pattern, so she still has to be pious. Mashiki, if she's a ktano, only if she was kiveyet, kimuponi. But if she wasn't kiveyet, kimuponi, she doesn't have to be pious. Alright, kosovai. Now, suppose that she is accustomed to see dam in the vicinity of sunrise, but she doesn't know exactly. She doesn't have the watch to figure out exactly whether it's a minute before next or a minute after next. It's in that vicinity. So, what should she do? When is she to be separated from the husband? Is she to be separated from the husband the night before the next, or the day after the next? Both. What is she to do? So there is three sheets. So there are several sheets. I mean, there are two sheets. You could expect three shikas. By the way, that one shikas says both, one shikas says the night, one says the day. You could expect three shikas, but the fact is the two mentions two shikas. So yeish machmirim leis chokol ayin chol alay, v'yeish makim shinasu el v'yein, v'yichiyahu kibibre amakir. Now there is a teaching. Because from certain Rishonim, it's mashma. They say, some Rishonim say that he's not a soul, only Shinasua Rabiye, but not the liar. Why? Because we pass like the Mandoma, Vestes is the Rabbi. The implication being that called Mandoma, Vestes the Raise, there. Now the Rashi himself, I think, he says that is machia kibura machil. So only being, not the liar. So only being, not the liar. So why only being, not the liar? So he says, because Festus is the Rabbi. So the implication being that, so the Rashi can say that because the Rashi shita is that according to Mandoma, Festus is the Rabbi. So this is almost the Festus is also only the Rabbi. Mashiach in according to Rametam and Rama, that even according to Mandoma, that Vestas is the Rabbono, but the priest is almost the Vestas is the Raise, so maybe we should say the Chumra. So that's why, you see, I said at first there are three shikas, and then I said two shikas. Actually, there are three shikas, but the two mentions only two shikas. Why does the two mention only two shikas? Because the two pastors, that according to Mandoma, Vestas the Rabbanon, so this is some of the Vestas is also in the Rabbanon. But if we say, like Ramitam and Rama, that even according to Mandoma, Vestas the Rabbanon, but this is some of the Vestas is the Raisa, so then we should say, Sveiki the Raisa the Chumre. So if she has a subject, whether the Vestas is a minute before the Nets, or a minute after the Nets, so she has to be paid, Sveiki the Raisa the Chumre, she has to be paid rates both days. Now, So there are 2 days. So one shita is Yishmach Miron Yisro Kol Ayin Yichol Alay. So that shita holds one of two things. Either that shita agrees with Ramatam shita that Vestas is the Raisa. So Mele, if she has a sofik, whether the Vestas is in the night or in the day, so maybe it's with the Raisa Chumre. So she has to be separated from the husband both the night and the day, or even if this that shita can agree with the shita. So that shita can agree with the shita's Rishonim that vest the itself, the deed of peace, some of the vest of is only a smart, it's only started on Shikura, it's only the Rabbanon. So Sveiki the Rabbanon Likule, but then the question is this, we can only say Sveiki the Rabbanon Likule if we have a reason as to why we should say this or that. But if there is no reason to say this or that, so we just don't cross the coin. We just don't toss a coin and say heads, night, tails, day. I mean, that we don't do. So in other words, so whenever there is a suffix rabbon and there is a tata disaster, so then we say the chuba. Because we cannot say the kule, because we cannot say the kule both, because then it's a tata disaster, it's certainly do an isa. So here, can we say the kule that she is mutaris to be with the husband the night and the day? Then no. Then she's certainly doing an isa. Why should we say the night? Why should we say the day? My horses. So here we have to say the chumra in both. But then there's another shite, the Irish. Another shite is the Yeish makirin the Irish himself mentions. She nasuva lebiyim v'chiyahu kibivah makirin. Kibivah makirin. Why? Because there is aloche that whenever there is, let's say, we have that aloche in many situations, let's say in Ksom, let's say, suppose two women would dress one robe. Two women. So they are very poor. So certain hours of the day, one woman dresses in that robe, and other hours of the day, the other woman dresses in that robe. And then a kesem was found. A kesem was found on that robe. So we cannot some is the rabbi. So we are clearly lucky. But if both washing atahiris happened to be at the time when the kesem was found, so both washing happened to be tailors, so then we cannot say Svikit Rabbi we pull it. What should we say we pull it? That it's hochel. Woman number one is asura. Why not woman number two? Why not Leah? So my chosis. So whenever there is a tata disaster, so we have to be machmir in both. We cannot say Svikit Rabbi. But in Kaini, there is a basis, a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring more, even though it's not a logical reason, just a pragmatic reason, a practical reason. So then we are tailored. Suppose two women were dressed in the same robe, Hochel and Leah, two women, and then they found the kesem on that robe. But Hochel happens to be Yemei Nidoso anyway. Happens to be Yemei Nidoso anyway. And Leah happens to be Yemei Tare. So then there is a pragmatic reason as to why you should be tailored and you should say that kesem emanated from Hochel. Because there is a pragmatic reason. So that's the cloud. In other words, whenever there is a subject in the Rabbanim and there is a doubt of disaster, so we cannot say the Kule. So we have to say the Chumra in both. But if there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other, we are tailoring in the one rather than the other. So Mele, that's the other shit. He says, here we don't know whether the Aliyah's down takes place a minute before Metz or a minute after Metz. A minute after Metz. So then we say, that we are tailored. Why? Because there is a reason as to why we should be tailored. Because if we'll say that she has, because if we'll say that the Riyas Dam takes place in the night time, so that means she'll be asur on the Bible. I mean, if the Erech will be Bismarckon, and we are assuming that the Erech will be Bismarckon, so the Melee, if we say that the Vessel took place in the night time, so once she has a menstrual flow in the night time, so the Melee she'll be male for 7 days. So in the daytime she'll also be male. Mashiach came, if the Besek, if the Riyah takes place in the daytime, so in the nighttime shall not be asur as yet. So, I mean, that is not a logical reason as to why we should be tailoring one and the other, but it's a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailored in one rather than the other. So, we hear a hook in the suppose it's a long discharge and it starts before Netz and it continues till 5 minutes, it starts 5 minutes before Netz and the flow is Nimshach till 5 minutes after Netz. So Ikemandoma Shasur Kolalayo the Kolalayo Klayim Kolalayo Dai Shaiti. So that's the shit, in other words. One shit is the Rabbi himself, Balanefesh, mentions two shenes and then mentions his own shit. So one shita is that if, let's say, the flow starts at 5 minutes before sunrise, and it continues till 5 minutes subsequent to sunrise, so mele, she has to observe the whole night and the whole day, because that means that she has the vessel in the night of the 25th and in the day of the 25th. That's one sheet. Another sheet is no, we only regard the beginning of the vessel. If the vessel begins, it initiates before sunrise, so that means the initiation of the rim takes place in the night, so she only has to be separated the next month in the night of the 25th, not in the day of the 25th. Then the third shita, that's the Rambam's own shita, he says, since it initiated 5 minutes before the Netz, so the next month she's asur l'bailo the whole night. But she's asur the next month the whole night until 5 minutes after sunrise of the night. I mean of the day. Following. So that's the Rambam's shita. Vessel with me at you, but you make a little dishy, he says it is a young natural before. That's a very big humor. That's the Irish. So, in other words, suppose she has an unusual flow that it continues for 3 days. So, the Irish is that she is for all the young. So, there the Balamoy, when we pass through the Balamoy, the Rav Zerachyali Mikosav. Okay, very nice. The Rav Zerachyali Mikosav, she would see Holy Face, Elohim Rishino Shela Veset. The Hidden Shalvoim of the Rwaso Muteres, Viloze, Hiskima de Yorosa. And the Balamoy of Shiki is that if the discharge continues for several days, So then, only the day when it starts, that's considered to be the Emes HaVeset, but not the other days. And Shalom Paschas, like the Balamoya, everybody passes for the Balamoya, the Rav Chita is very big one. Vi Mirgi HaVesto Bimei Bo, Mishu Kalimo, Oy Bimei Mikoso, Sheikh Obdalet Chodoshi, Mishalei Adavav, Afilu Meisavad, in so three phases, Somuk Vesto, the Chilachra Veset Muteres, Apopi Shalom Botko. Now the halacha is that when a woman is more balanced, or when a woman is in that case. So in view of the fact that ordinarily we are so down, usually we don't have a menstrual flow, so in melee he doesn't have, even if the woman before she came pregnant, before she came in that case. So she established the lesson, let's say, of seeing down of having a menstrual flow every 25th day, so in the period of her pregnancy or nursing, he's not required to be paid with some of this. Now, there is a machlokes tanoim between the mayor and the Gemisi in regard to a neckes. So in regard to the parents, so the law is that the moment it's hukarum. What does it mean hukarum? It means the mochadoshim. Now today, a woman can go to the doctor, and even before the mochadoshim, so it can be determined conclusively that she's pregnant. So he'll still be yourself. He'll be required to be paid some for this, even though it was determined conclusively that she's pregnant. Why? Because the reason is why Mubaris is misuling down is not just, of course, the fact that she's Mubaris, that is also a factor. But many women, even if they conceive, they are already pregnant, they will still have the period for the first few months. Why? Because there is another factor. In other words, if the fetus is already substantially developed, so then it undermines the whole system. So Ivareum is Poroki. So the Ivareum is Poroki only takes place at 3 months. So melee, even if the tests will determine that she is already pregnant, but if we know that the fetus is not 3 months old, so melee it's not the Borel Misporaki, so melee he's allowed, he's mechuyev to be chayishish, so he has to be paid for some of the best. She's misuling down for the same reason, because the birth had an effect upon the mother. So, in other words, so on one hand we say that after the Elisabeth has passed, she doesn't even have to make a decay. And furthermore, if the Gemara says, we learned that before, that even according to Mandomado Trestes, the Rai say, even according to Mandomado Trestes, the Rai say, so, even according to Mandomado Trestes, the Rai say, so, please. Soon. No, please.
Don't stay in here.
Please. So, even according to Mandoma Vestes de Raise, so, while she is in a chodo, in a state of chodo, while she is in a state of chodo, so she is not expected to have any years down. So melee, even though she didn't make it ticket. So even the Madonna, and then the Yema, her ino has passed by, so he's allowed to be born. Why? Because there is a presumption that on account of the state of terror that overtakes her, So there, so she will not have the Vietnam. And that was, demonstrated by the women, that 95% of the Jewish women in the concentration camp, in the course of 3 years, did not have a period in once. 95% of these women. So because Harodo Misaleke Sagon, but still the Torah says that's only after the Misaleket has passed by. Mashiach came to be Bola, some of the best, no? Even in the state of Harodo, in a concentration camp, is also. Why? Because Tashmish might have the effect of relaxing her and temporarily eliminate the terror. So it would be the same way as if she had been liberated from concentration camp. So because of that, so it's also not the only some of the rest. Vidabke Hami, our coach and our machine, the Avesto, Asirachitifi, Umiu, in Botko, in other words, Lechatkhile. So she has to make it dicky. She has to make it dicky. Umiu in Botka Hakim, not also Tayo in Tayo, Abogab, the Hazoko, you know, Bobby's money, with Mazkinimo Bale player, Hilka in Botko, not so Tayo, Tayo, even though in the Inus Avesto, she didn't make it DK, but let's say the Inus Avesto is the 25th day, and now it's the 28th. She makes it DK on the 28th, it's Mutalov. It's Mutalov. Who preaches his papers of the Vesto, Eder Mitashish, Abu Mutter, Bishon, Kokhe, Bishon. There are some Vishen in Bahrain, but the Torship thing is that some of the Vesto only implies an Israel of Tashish, but Kiru Boso, not Tashish, is not us. Halitzi v'derech tzorfut ketish te'afu son of the Vespa. V'yei she'irim da'afilu b'tash v'shchayu v'peinu. Why? Because the Isra of son of the Vespa is only the Rabbono. So the Chachomu need a special dispensation. The Hamutam p'yei she'osu v'peinu b'tash v'sh. El b'deveritzu, because Hamutam paskins, it's a droshid mure. Dil chashidon shem yobe, dil chashidon shem yobe. Habo min ha'derech v'china she'im ish, v'yabidiyah isvesto, so lo שלנו, ואם שאול עמדי בחושב כי הגיע לסבסטו, מסתמאים בשביל שביעי, ועושה מסק של שביעי מה שתיבי. באמת מה אמרו כשהוא ישוע אחר הווסת דרך גיבור אלוהים, אחר הווסת שיהיו כדי שתוכל ביבי, אבל הוא ישוע אחר הווסת שיהיו שתוכל ביבי ובוא אלוהים מצורך מי שיהיו, ונמי רואי ישן לו ונתן בידי לו, ואפילו לא ישוע שצורך מי שיהיו, כל סבקש בדף כשהוא ישלו, וסת הוא יום נחות, אבל אם יהיה ישלו וסת. ליום אם הוא יקריצס, that's called Veset Amoka. So in other words, Veset combination of Yomim and Kvitzes. Kvitzes doesn't mean that to Kvitzes. It means any kind of experience, exercise, or any other kind of experience of walking, you know, for a long time. So in other words, some women will have the Veset every 25th day, it will do a lot of walking. But so, not on the 25th day, they can walk the whole day and the whole night, they will not have the period. But on the 25th day, if they walk for an hour, they'll have the period. That's in Veset Amoka. So suppose, so the Rashba says, when we say that if a woman has a Veset Kavua, and it's already the 25th day passed, and then the husband returned, and the husband returned after the 25th day, so he's not allowed to be born until he asks her, and she makes it picture, and so on. That is only if it's also not unless he chose 7 days after the Israelite. So the Rashba says, that's only she is for best to be
what?
She, let's say, is the 25th day, and now is the 27th day. So naturally, it's also a lovely alert. Mashiach came, if she has a best of the Yom Kippur, in other words, only every 25th day if she jumped 10 times. So now it's the 27th day, and she didn't jump on the 25th day. So later, why? So it's not a lovely alert. Because it's contingent upon two factors, the expiration of a certain number of days plus a certain experience. That experience did not take place, so in Melee, It is just as if the 25th day has not arrived yet. Kibi Shabbos, the story of Isaac, Amo, Luke of Tolerance. Yes, what is it?
Is it
No, it's interpreted with Ibn Hatel. Because of faith, Yeshua Vesesho is a Vosia Danish Vishapon, who pockets made of babies, he is Shahua Sumiha, Fame Hayatim, Apple P. So, Shalibotko, Kibi Shalibi Shalibdam, in state of the way of Kiev. So, in other words, if she has a vessel, shall we propose a dying shrinks upon me, and will pockets me the babies? So, keep shall your gish of the dam is still with the canaries. This aloha that we say that if a woman has a vessel, let's say the 25th, and the vessel, the ima vessel has passed by, so now is the 27th day. So it's allowed to be called, but she has to make a gish of hers. That's only if she has a vessel for one 25th day. But suppose she doesn't have a vessel for one 25th day. But if there's a change to one 25th day, now is the 27th day, so then she doesn't, she would have only allowed without taking a gift.
Base Menachem of Hasan Tafshin Mem Base, July 22nd, 1982, Tapport from North Krebin.
Now consists not of today or of night, but it consists of meters that were ours, so we can see where the day is. Twelve hours in the night is 12 hours in the Khamis. But the same in Tamils and in Paytas, when there is quite a disparity between the length of the day and the length of the night, so then we have to count 12 hours. And the question is, according to Abiyosov and according to Rabbon, the question is, how are the 12 hours to be reckoned? So I mentioned 5 cities. Now, the most recent shot we have also, and the Rabbon is that it's from 6 to 6. That's the first portion of the judicial, and that's the shot, the shikha of the shakti. But the shah, he alludes to it in the 6 a.m. But he discusses it in great length in the Kurus Akhir. Now let's see this season. ACIA, Kosma goes more the Halish in Abioso, the Hamoreno, Yemuraya, the Elisi Krishna, the Hotsway, the Hotsayo, the Tamis, the Tamis, Atalishan, the Visiosa Block of Law, Nahasha, Koski, the Visiosa, the Gamishna, in other words, the Visiosa says that it means the day of the night. So, Elisi Krishna comes with 12 hours in the day of the day, so the night. The night might be 16 hours, and the day might be 8 hours. So this is how we should know about. When the Yosef, the God, my question is the wound, I'm listening to Shasmash, I'm recording, and I'm in the Ohio, we are saying, but I'm not another of the common leader, but Bach is evil. The people who are the Yosef, the Hemim, the God, and the Shasmash, now, what was the more saying Galatians, the more in Galatians has reference not in respect, does not have reference to the son of the rest, but it has reference to a narrow that Roasso, the base of the earth, Roasso down the base of the earth, and then she got married, so then after the last 6 years, so she's entitled. She is entitled to a lie or a lie after the blessing. So there, the mother's language, and any doubt she sees between the lie and the lie of the blessing is attributed to that service. So there, the mother says that it means the adventure. So because of that, so that's the passion. That the only issue against the Rabbon and the Abiyosa. So you see, over there, it's also mentioned flowers.
or they are not tremendous liable. And they are definitely liable, it means liable when you speak Israel. But let's say, another day, another month of the year, when it's not the next day or the next day. So then it consists of 12 hours. So that's the raya by the Abiyoso, and the Rabot, that we got in some of the best, it also consists of joy. So the cows, in 6 days, he said, if you want to see the power of the cow, which is 6 days, the nice line from the end of the end, he sees David the car. So he said, the angel in the light of the rich person will carry on the show. The show called the angel, she was a piece of beer, she misses a happy, she misses a shaman, she has the ocean, he came in a band of Israel, in the light of his tradition, of the light of the end, he came to the town, he had the rich show. The show never comes with the light of money. We come. We show how I am now in the streets of the Shema, Hapi Rishino, the Italian name of the Bible. We can go along to the Shema, this is a Bible. We can go to the Shema, 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 how to know the Shema, she can be sure it's not in use, she can go to the Shema, she can go to the Shema, she can go to the Shema, and then it's done. That you see is considered to be a treaty that you don't see. But if you come to me as a leader, she come up his mind, the highway, the highway, the end, the rest of, most of her home is here or else here. She lived with the men of Orencia, I live in Orencia, I live. She is here or even. He will pull up in Lacha, but I will see or show the cool. With the Orencia, I live in Lacha, I live. So in other words, the path is Machia like Rabioso and Rabot on the basis of the moral interpretation. So the Tzad says, now, there is no analogy between the moral interpretation and this moral, because then the moral has reference to a Tzuo who saw down the base of the earth and she got married, so we give her the whole night or the whole day, so that he done. She sees in that night or that day is a tribute that comes soon. So that has to do with the number of hours, not the day of the night. Mashiach came regarding some of the best stuff, so that is not based, that is not based upon a number of hours, 12 hours, but it's based upon the day of the night. I mean, in order to understand it physiologically, you can understand it very well, because you see, the Tamsui has nothing to do with emotions. So no matter if any doubt after the passion that she sees within the 12 hours, so is considered is attributed to Tamsui, so no matter any other month of the year, so also should be the same 12 hours. To the part. Mashiach regarding some of the best stuff. So that is to do with emotions. So never, if it's a shorter day, so then it's very likely that it will be within the 8 hours of the shorter day. If it's a longer day, so then it's very likely that you might have the menstrual flow within the 16 hours of the day. This is my castle. With the angle of the source of the dictionary of Scholars of the Osset was that the leader, the Osset Axel, so in other words, he is hearing from the Bach. The Bach is not real like the Osset, so he is hearing from the Bach. And he said, the leader of the Osset Axel, Echia, the Rina Hanami, Quando pensi in ogni di Lisa, si sa solo se mi spiegato, se mi dico di Lisa, si sa l'acqua, mi so, di dove ti ho vivo di tua salieri, ora mano di mettere se sei pagato, a fasci se solo, a volo, e come da mio so per la buona città, a volo e io non mi ne batte, da una fatica mia dentro, se ha solo con la lei, a finire di nuovo, ti sei colto. So, the cars, is Maria, like the other reason, not like that loss of the rabbon. In other words, it's going to live in life, but in explaining that loss of the rabbon shite, that it consists of 12 hours, so how does he explain the 12 hours? In other words, each is revealed to see down, let's say on the 25th day of the month, and let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, so then she is a solo virus. So she has saw the Bible 6 hours before 10 o'clock, in other words, from 4 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m. in the evening. This is how the task. Now, we said go over. Now again, but to see Zion in the chart. Now, in Israel, Kosha Kabbalah more than she loves Yosef, the Hamarino, the Himalaya, the Yemenis, the Tishre, the Hotzilay, the Hotzilay, the Yemenis, the Tishre, Atanje. It is Yosef, Yosef Borov, the Akash Apostle, the Yisiru, the Gamishne, the Shas Mashma, the Kopi, the Yemen, the Lay, 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 the Marshal is the Ruah, Kosti, and Rayo, the Stamil, the Stamil, the Name, the Kufa Stamil, the Tavis, the Slash, Shoes Mandi, the Haldam, Motsia, the Hamaduchta, the Shah, the Kosti, the Dame, the Fishme. Now, this is the strange Shah that is contrary to all the things. But there are two Kosti. Who, on the basis of Shach Shite, they were Mahriya. Here's a doctor saying, but of course, Halacha Lemaise, we cannot rely on the Shach Shite in the Yochis that is contrary to all the Shem. Because all the Shem, the Rambam, the Rabbah, all the Shem, and the Mechaber, and the Ramor, and the Paschim, that the Yidah is Manu Yator, shows Hator, the Dabit Shishka, the Dabit Yor. So we have to mention Shoris Mandis, not Shoris Shavuos. Shoris Shavuos is what we call an hour, 60 minutes. Shoris Mandis means a 1/12 of the length of the day. So in daily tablets, so a Shoris Mandis of the day is relatively long. In 3 days, so a Shoris Mandis of the day is relatively short, and the Heper. The Heper in the dark in the shores of the night. So in the months of Tammuz, so there a shores manis of the night is relatively short. A shores manis of the day is relatively long. So according to all the same, the Dabi Christian, shore is the day. So it means a fourth of the day. Other shore is the day, the Dabi is Mansur. So it means 1/3 of the day. But if we were to consider showing Shavuos with Dabi Krishna, so then this Man Krishna will always be a kind of Tachlamon, whether in July or in February, it will always be 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, of course, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Shita of all the things. But the Shach, so he says, the Shach approves of both shittas of the Rabbon. Now, the Rabbon has two unique shittas with Rabbi Vestas. One is that the Lina Sahasek is not to consist of the day of the night, but of 12 hours, all the time. And then the other shittas, that the Eino prior to the Lina Sahasek is also after the time. So he agrees with both shittas of the Rabbon and the Abiyosef. So there, so he says, the Bistam, the Yochanan, He said, the thing was just that our bones should not be pressed. They are worse. The marshal is the law, a post in the rail, the stumbling is the wire matter. When the number is the stumbling of the kidneys, the schwach shape show is money. The high double in the team, the hammer took for the sharp to post in, to the nutrition. So he uses the wash, show his money, he was not in the same sense if you go over and use a kettle. So you see that even though he uses the wash to show his money, but what he means is not show his money. What he means is show his money. But he just uses the same word. So of course, if you just go over the city there, not in the case, so then one would think show his money means, let's say, that a Krishna means 3 shows, it means 1/4 of the day. No. But he means Zmanis means by Zmanis means Shabbos. So, the Haigadna Matsir, the Hamid Bukhti, the Shah, the Posti, the Mishle, the Haim, the Sinem Ches, the Hamid, the Pesach, the Mishle, the Kufes, the Haigadna Tube, so matter of fact, if you look it up, the Hamid, the Pesach, the Haim, Sinem, Top, the Mishle, the Sifawad, the Hamid. So that Hagoyah Get is the only shikha that he mentions that shows new Shabbos. But he calls it Zmanis. But that means the Shabbos. He mentions, and you can deduce it from this washing in the Shah house without even looking going over in the Sakhasa. So you can see, because the Shahanoh, I mean, does anyone have the other second page of the Rosh Hashanah? Pesach, no one has it yet. What is it? All right, you want to bring it? Okay. Erechaim, Shluchas Pesach. It might be a third chayim. You see, Shluchas Pesach. In some, it's in two. And in three, in some, it's in three. So there the Mechaber says, now, this man of Chias Chomet. Man of Chias Chomet Shalat Pesach. So he's now choice by it. He's the same man as my kid. So the Mechaber says it means it further today. All right. Pesach happens to be close to Equinox Sun. So there isn't such a big difference. But what it means out of being is it's the 1/3 of the day, that's what Mechaber says. So then the Ramor says no. But the Ramor says it only in regard to Achilas Chometz. So he says that it means till 10 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock. So the Shach mentions that Shite. But the Ramor, there is such a Shite regarding Achilas Chometz. But that Shite is a Shemin applies only to Achilas Chometz. Achilas Chometz, why? Because why were the Chachomim misakir about choice? Because of the mistake in the Mamunah. So Mele, the Asam of the Shemim say, since the whole halacha of not of eating Chometz only up to our choice behavior is based upon the fact that the Mele, the Shoah has a mistake showing itself because of the Zeran in the Mamunah. So Mele, that has to be considered in terms of Shabbos, not in terms of Zmanis, because that's all. If the person in state of the state shows, can we say that the person in state of the state shows is so before he makes a mistake in the town, so he figures out how the length of the day, and then he makes a mistake accordingly. It's not discovered that if the person makes a mistake in the choice, so in Tammuz, the Tishrei make a mistake for say 2.5 hours, and the Kedis in Shvat, he'll make a mistake in an hour and 4 minutes. In other words, not to start that. If a person is likely to make a mistake in 2 hours, so in 2 shows it means 2 hours, 120 minutes. So since the Yisrael Rabbanim of eating Chometz after Valor Choice is based upon the fact that Adam Kodesh is the choice, from the Nehra, it has to be Shomayim. But the Shach says, the Shach assumes that those Hashemites who say that the Yahweh Nisar of Chometz is meaning Shomayim. So they apply the same principle. The Yahweh Trishka, the Yahweh Tzira, the Yahweh Shomayim, so and so on. And that's very strange. Now, the Mechaber is not talking to you. He says as follows. Chometz mivot pshoyim sholomayim v'yimidare v'shalamoy. That's the right. V'oshul chachomim v'yishol skeder. V'haynu mitchila shor chamishis. U'miru kol shor chamishis muta v'anoy. Muta v'anoy. So, z'rashol yomir chelach. Then, Ramon says it. ובשנת ליבו שהיום ברוך, אלו ארבע שורים שפילים היום, ומותר לך וחומץ הפריש היום. רמב"ם יותר שם משנה לשבוח. סוגרו את רמב"ם שיש לו דבי תחילה שמה ודבי תחילה ודבי אחלה שחומץ. שורים של כל התאר. אם נגע תאר, מיניס, זמן, נקבוס, אין זמן יוס, ומשאין יוס ואספשן זמן יוס, they mean in proportion. That's what Zman means. It means, in that way, shows Zman means 1/12 of the length of the day. So, if the length of the day consists of 16 hours, let's say in summertime, especially in the places that are close to the North Pole, so then it means 1/12 of 16 hours. If the length of the day consists of 8 hours, so it's one, so it shows manis, means 1/12 of 8 hours. This is what Rambam and all the Shemim and all the Poskim mean by shows manis. So Mishnah so Yigo Shayim Ho, Ewa Ada Shoyim Sefim and Ayim, Umuta Lecho Chomets Ashim Shayim. Rambam Shoyim Shayim 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 Shayim. So the Kumas Adeshin says that the Gabi Akhilas Chomet. So it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, standard time. So why? Because that is based upon the fact that Odom Teye, some member, the Torah, does not fluctuate according to the length of the day. So, but the Shach apparently assumed that this Kumas Adeshin applies the principle expressed by the Kumas Adeshin in regard to Achilas Chomets Erech Pesach, applies to Krishna, to Tzvira, to all the shows of the Torah. All the shows of the Torah. Of course, it's very strange. I mean, there is not a single Rishon who says that she's a Rishon. But the Shach says, Yesh Shach should show his manias, but manias mean Shavuot, וחייגם למצאים לבחם הדוכתו בשעה שפוסקו כדי למתחישו ברחיים ולמחומת ברפסח בהגוי ולמחישו פקוטים שחייגם יוצאו and then you see, I mean, if you have any misgivings that the Shach, whether the Shach calls money shopping, so just go over to the Kesef, so you see, I mean, that this is what the Shach means by Zmanius. He means Shavuot. If there is a Ruach Kosa Vizel Mishim, take the Sodom Mishti, some of the Vesto, of Dao Chorim, if the Dua Yir is the Yeni Kiris, Nenu Kolim Siyeni, Valai Yashay Fomer, Vichay Nehepa, Vayim Beravon Siyen Shim Yitchay, Uvi Shaskei Kolim Shah, Seif Sam Adin. We take nearly the Das Ravon, now we discuss with Adrav. So that way already went over. So in other words, so according to the Tav, when the Ravon says that it has to be 12 hours, so how are the 12 hours reckoned? 6 hours prior to the moment of the Vesed, and 6 hours subsequent. And according to the Shach, it means from 6 to 6. All right. As a matter of fact, because of this Shachan, there's a Kesef, that Triashmat, so it has to be Shavuot, so this man Krishna is always at 9 a.m. in the morning. I mean, 9 a.m. in the morning, that means daylight savings time, 10 a.m. when it's daylight savings time. It's 9 a.m. standard time. So, and it's Mantira is 10 o'clock standard time. I mean, it should not be mentioned anybody, because such a shite will spread like street fire. So, but that's the shite of the Shah. So, I mean, it's contrary to all the shite and all the positive. But there are a few daily swell who rely on that shite. And that is the Karamel Rock, and his older brother, the Mishkinis Yaakov, the Yankar Karina, and Yaakov Emi, in Leah Ekzir. So he passed this, regarding Triashma, that the Chobiyans and the nations, of course, the Shach, and the Kesef, where the Shach calls its manuals, but so, and so it's the Carmelo and the Bianca Carina and the Bianca Pendin, and also there is one in the great Hasidic Rebbe who also passed it away, Rabbi Isaac Kamarna. He wrote the Perush on Shnai. He was a big one, but he had a lot of courage. He didn't hesitate to say something contrary to this thing. Anyway, he also passed it, I guess. But of course, La Alecha L'Maisa, this is a Shita of Kula. Even though the Shah has that Shita. The Shah has it. Now, one of the riots by the Caramelo in Kochitz and by the Yankar Kalina and Mishkin Siakov is the fact that the research of even Chometz, Achat our choice, is based upon the fact that Odom Teir, he shows, and says, I'm beginning to say, that when a person makes a mistake in the time, so first he desires the length of the day, and then he makes his mistakes accordingly. So in the Chachamim, in regard to Achilas Chometz, so there is a Shittim. But only in regard to Achilas Chometz. The other ayah by the Yatsan Talmud, read by the Karmelo, is the fact that Moses says in Kochet, that why is it Abdul Shoyis, is Manchile? Because Derech Melochim, Lokum Bidin Shoyis. Derech Melochim, Lokum Bidin Shoyis. So, he says, as being the Kinelech, you know, figures out every night when he goes to sleep, so he figures out exactly the length of the day, and then he gets up, accordingly. But I mean, I don't think that this is a lie, because, I mean, of course, it's not in stubborn, that in the walking, so they're getting up, I mean, fluctuates, even though it's not impossible, really, because the getting up in the morning depends upon the lifestyle of the day before. So in other words, so if the day is longer, let's say when sunset is, let's say at 9 o'clock, so then they probably go to sleep, let's say at 12, some in the way, they'll get up later. So it's not so inconceivable in the day of Hanamid, the day of Lochim, to get up, do the show the day, so that's not true, it's not so inconceivable. And then something else, at all, this depends upon the Zaman Shrine and the Zaman Shrine. It doesn't depend upon the name and upon the hour, but still no one will say that in this Zaman Shrine and the Zaman Shrine, will change that this man of Krishna will change as we shall man. That is nonsense. Now, so, but it depends, as Shane is saying, it doesn't depend upon me and upon my own. The more itself says, that he depends upon his Manchuria and his Manchuria, the answer is, even though the Torah based it upon his Manchuria and his Manchuria, but the Torah based it upon his Manchuria and his Manchuria, his non-Matan Torah, not upon the upon his Manchuria and his Manchuria of every generation. Otherwise it would vary from time to time and from place to place at each other. So, truly the Torah based not upon the Chalishan Yin and the Chalishan Bairo, but upon the Manshkita and the Zmankini. Bisman Matitor, and Bisman Matitor, Bisman Matitor, so, those places where there was a civilization, so it was close to the equator. So, in those places, so it was always about the same time. So the Mele, that's why the Torah declares that it's this, Gimel Shoei is the name, which is Derech Lochi Yahweh, and more or less, it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, when they had the Lochi. In other places on the earth, they didn't even have the Lochi. So the civilized community was concentrated around that part of the earth where it was more or less Ekonek style. Even the Yerushalayim is more or less Ekonek style. I mean, the reason that variance, you know, that the divergence in Yerushalayim, you don't have the same divergence between, let's say, the summer and the winter that you have, let's say, in Chicago. So, anyway, so that's why the halacha declares that Gimel Shoei B'Yayin, and Gimel Shoei B'Yayin is Ma'ayin. Why? Because it's based upon the fact that there are halacha Ma'amin Gimel Shoei. Because approximately it was in the course of the year, this Mama Kitorah was about the same time. But our opinion depends, it depends upon his Ma'amin, not upon Shabbos. I mean, but the confusing thing about this Shachri, the confusing thing about this Shachri is that he uses the notion Yesh Lachshu Shoros Manuels as a rival to the Adios of Shite, but it really means Shabbos. When I was a young child, I was 20 years old, so at that time, in Warsaw, he was considered, he was an observant Jew, but he was a big Zionist, my own Jew. So he visited Warsaw, and he was a Zionistic Magid. He was a great speaker. He was one of the pioneers in the Zionistic movement. So he spoke. Many went to him. I was a child, 10 years old. I also went to him. He spoke to a certain shul in Warsaw. So I remember, so he said, the Jews have a tendency to express, he says, the same idea through different words, which on the surface appear to be diametrically opposed, but somehow it's expressive of the same thought. So he mentioned an example. He said, sometimes you ask the Jew, was macht a Jew? So the Lord macht, men breitza. So then he asked another Jew, was macht a Jew? So he says, was er macht? So how are you doing? So then, yes, the third Jew, was macht a Jew? So the Lord macht a Jew, it's how are you doing? So one Jew answers, it's how are you doing? Another Jew answers, they break that, and the third Jew answers, Zaharoi Zubrei. Now, on the surface it appears, one says, Zaharoi Zubrei, and one says, Zaharoi Zubrei. One means just the opposite of the other. But the three Jews, even though they use three different expressions, which apparently, I mean, are diametrically opposed to each other, they mean the same thing. The Jews said it's a handbrake, the Jews said in Breza, and the Jews said it's a Havasu brake, they mean the same thing. So he had a shach. So he says, he mentions a riot to the Avlosa of the Rabon, that it means 12 hours earlier. And he says, because we got the shows of the Torah, he told Malus. But when he says Malus, it means just the opposite of what the Rambam calls Malus. So, Mishpayolu, he himself, at that time I was a child, and I was very amused by what he said, but as a matter of fact, he was not right. And he said, the Jews said, Men Tchachandrek, and the Jews said, Men Dreitzach, and the Jews said, it's a Haritu, right? The only thing he was trying. The Jew says it's a Haritu, right? Means one thing. And the Jew says it's a Haritu, right? Means something else. And the Jew says, Medreza means something else altogether. So, but this is an example, I mean, of the case. The Shach uses the Russian's manuals, and the Rambam uses the Russian's manuals. But they mean opposite things. Not, when the Rambam says Shavuos, and the Shach says Manuos, so they mean the same thing. Alright. The Chomzeh Lemaire, Elo Bibeset Atole Biyomit, Avolem Bibeset Atole Bishua Adit. So, in other words, this is in the Inis HaBeset, the Espetikeiris, so it's only if the whole Beset is based upon him. Let's say, if you see Dan, every 25th day. So the moment the 25th day begins, or the night of the 25th day begins, so then we are here to be pierced. But if the Beset is contingent upon a certain experience of the group, So even if it is a combination of the day and the experience of the group, so the fact that the day has begun, so it does not mean that the Aosra that is Mahuyas in the parents. For example, in other words, if a woman has a habit of seeing down every 25th day after she jumps for 10 times, so then, even though it's already the 25th day, so the husband is mutalok. Unless in the 25th day and she already made the exercise of jumping 10 times, so then it's also lok. This is about the Ramon. Why we come and see the now, here there is a Ramon, very obscure Ramon. And there are several shots in that Ramon. It's based upon Iber's mind, but the question is, what's the shot in Iber's mind? The Isha Hashem Shabbos Vesto, the Hagrim Beis of Yimu Yomi, Beis of Yimu Yomi, Oli Rachel, Kishimagi Azman Vesto, so the Yitrish Mineno Beis of Yimu Yomi, Kenyem Oyach, Kenyem Oyach. So, they are three shots in this Ramah, in this Ramah. One shot is the shot mentioned by the Shach, in Simen Kutzikes. You see here the Ramah says, the iron will come on Simen Kutzikes. That means something significant, there is a certain challenge between this Ramah and God. The Ramon mentions the Simen Kutzikes, so that's the reason as to why the Shach, mentions it. That's why the Ramon says, that's the reason as to why the Shach explains it better. Now let's see what the Shach says in Simen Kutzikes. Simen Kutzikes, Sifanetes. But in order to understand that, you have to go over the last portion of the Rabbeis Hamor, Simen Kutzikes. Now, that is based upon the halacha in the Israelites here. The halacha of Beset Rebuke. Beset Rebuke. What is Beset Rebuke? You have the Beset let's say, if a woman sees God and hits him from the mouth, so she.